You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RG Ochoa and it is Wednesday, January 20th. It is time to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, first things first, the Super Bowl is in a couple of weeks. That's right, we will all be looking at Tampa Bay, seeing if Tampa Bay is going to be in it, who's going to be in it. We will know on Sunday night, of course. But the officiating crew for Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay was announced on Tuesday and it includes Sarah Thomas. Sarah makes history as the first woman ever to officiate in a Super Bowl. Very cool there. Moving on, there were three new confirmed positive COVID tests among players from January 10th through 16th. There were six among personnel. Staying with COVID-related issues, obviously everything since last March has been in a socially distanced protocol for the NFL and for the world at large. Per NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, NFLPA Executive Director Demorey Smith told agents on a call on Tuesday night that there's no, quote, rosy outlook on widespread vaccination of players by August, and that it is likely that OTAs and minicamps will be virtual again this offseason as they were in 2020. Let's get to some coach and general manager news. We have three GM spots effectively filled. The Washington football team is hiring Marty Herney to be their new general manager. Obviously, Washington won the division this past year, much in part due to the coaching of Ron Rivera, while Marty Herney and Ron Rivera go back to their time together with the Carolina Panthers, so 2+2=4 there. The Atlanta Falcons, we had talked about them having their eyes set on Terry Fontenot. That is now official. Terry is the new general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. He and Arthur Smith will work on getting the Falcons back on track. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville Jaguars, this news not official quite yet, but according to NFL Network, they are expected to hire Trent Baalke as their new general manager. He will work, obviously, in close partnership with Urban Meyer, and they do have the number one overall pick. Getting to the coaching side of things, the Miami Dolphins parted ways with offensive line coach Steve Marshall, and they did promote Lemuel Jean-Pierre in his spot. The Los Angeles Rams obviously saw Brandon Staley leave their squad. Brandon was the defensive coordinator of the Rams, moved in the city, in the metropolis, whatever you want to call it, over to be the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, and as a result, the Rams are focusing on former Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator slash interim head coach Raheem Morris took over this past season when Dan Quinn was fired. The Rams have their eyes set on Raheem Morris to be their future defensive coordinator, according to NFL Network. Again, he would be replacing Brandon Staley. And by the by, on the subject of Brandon Staley, he is apparently bringing his own offensive line coach with him to the Chargers, according to ESPN, which means that James Campen is available. So if your team is looking for an O-line coach, maybe that's what you want to do. But on the subject of coaching, last thing here, the New Orleans Saints, obviously, again, this not totally official yet, but they are expected to see Dan Campbell leave to become the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Well, it seems like Saints secondary coach Aaron Glenn, who did garner some head coach looks himself this cycle, is headed to the Detroit Lions to be their new defensive coordinator under Dan Campbell. So very cool. Lots of Saints action happening for the Detroit Lions. By the way, shout out to Aaron Glenn fighting Texas Aggie. Anyway, getting to the player side of things, obviously all eyes are on Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. On Tuesday, he cleared certain steps, which is notable, and this is all according to ESPN. Mahomes remains in the concussion protocol and is also dealing with a foot issue. There is, quote, hope and optimism considering he is expected to practice on Wednesday. So make sure to stay tuned to the Pupcast, to the Daily right here on the SB Nation NFL Show. Moving on, Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown did not suffer a serious injury according to his MRI results and is considered day-to-day. The team that the Buccaneers beat was indeed the New Orleans Saints, and Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas is likely to have surgery on both the torn deltoid and other injured ligaments in his ankle in the offseason. ESPN reported this, and apparently Michael Thomas pushed through this because he knew that this was likely Drew Brees' last season. Again, there still is no official word whether Drew is going to retire, but is, you know, basically, you know, true, but you know how that stuff tends to go. Anyway, according to the report from ESPN, Michael Thomas often would not practice all week this past season, yet would still play in games, quote, at much less than 100% and with pain medication. Finally, the ESPN report noted that coaches apparently told Michael Thomas that even as hurt as he was, they were much better off with him than without him. Thomas took a lot of heat for not having a single catch in the New Orleans Saints playoff loss to the Buccaneers. Staying on the subject of wide receivers, Tennessee Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown hopped on Instagram Live on Tuesday, apparently after having surgery, and kind of revealed something notable. He said that he had, let's just let A.J. Brown tell you exactly what he had going on.
I was sore all year. Nobody knew. They told me I was done for the year, like in week two. I played all year. I ain't no making a Pro Bowl.
Impressive job from A.J. Brown. We will see what his 2021 has in store. Speaking of the future, that is where Zach Moss will be. The Buffalo Bills running back had a minor surgical tightrope procedure on his ankle on Tuesday. He is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for offseason workouts, which do appear, again, back as we mentioned, to be happening in a virtual capacity. Last note on a running back, the Baltimore Ravens, this was actually late Monday night, announced that they would be releasing veteran Mark Ingram. And so Mark Ingram does have a head start on free agency. Remember, Mark Ingram did win the Heisman. This will be his 12th season in the NFL here in 2021. Finally, free agent wide receiver Corey Coleman, who was a first round pick in 2016 by the Cleveland Browns, is suspended for the first six games of the 2021 season for violating the PED policy. That does it for this edition of The Daily here on the SB Nation NFL Show. We hope you have a fantastic day. The Pupcast coming your way later on today with Michael Kist and Kyle Posey. Make sure to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts, and have a great day. We'll see you next time.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, The Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.